ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। द होली स्वान्स, राजयोगीज इज वॉचिंग फ्रॉम हेयर, फ्रॉम लिटिल बिट हायर स्टेज देन देयर। It's a beautiful gathering of swans. Baba is watching and seeing with a spiritual vision his children, happy swans, holy swans. As the bestower of wisdom, divine intellect, and spiritual vision, he himself has this vision of seeing as we are, what we are, not what we are on this level, on the physical level. He is seeing us with the spiritual vision. And spiritual vision means with the divine intellect, with this pure consciousness, with the light of knowledge, the sight of divine intellect. Seeing the as we are his eternal children, souls. And this is what then when he sees it, he always speaks about the sparkle, spirituality, divinity, godly qualities, which is the original personality of the living energies, we souls, as children. And today is once again reminding us, having being a holy swan, happy swans, the bestower of Baba is the bestower of that divine intellect, or in fact the soul originally has divine intellect. Every soul exists with this real energy of mind, intellect, and sanskaras. Intellect, mind, sanskaras makes us living energy, living being. But what character we are, what actually action we are performing, how we are using these three organs, that makes it, that is actually the main question that we need to ask ourselves. Our mind, Baba's mantras is man mana bhava. Be mine with your intellect. Connect your mind, focus your mind on me. Make your mind like my mind, means what kind of thoughts which energy level is actually is in the mind creativity. Which kind of thoughts we are creating in our mind. Mind is like land. Thoughts are the seeds. And intellect is like the sunshine and the clean water. So all thoughts that are being created, it is the power of the intellect that bears fruit. Means our action result is what the intellect decides, discriminates, recognizes, and then is able to observe or discriminate between right and wrong. And actions are performed and that becomes the fruit. This fruit bears the seed again, which is then another action. The whole action and connection, interaction, is actually the play of these three energies. The mind, and sanskaras. This is our first lesson that we learn. Different examples Baba gives by giving us different titles. Now, intellect is a natural power, energy of the soul, because it's as an eternal energy at him. So then Baba gives divine intellect. Intellect and divine intellect. Difference between this state of intellect and divine intellect. What Baba speaking about is that scientists also, all this intellectual human beings have intellect, say clever intellect, bright intellect, sharp intellect. But there's a difference between divine intellect, sharp intellect, clever intellect. Scientists are also all professionals, those who are actually working their skills, their specialties, they're expert. Is very, very intelligent. There is a difference between being intelligent, wise, and with divine intellect. A divine intellect actually explores the internal energy. The scientist's intellect is actually working with matter. And they are exploring the beauty, power, the energy level in matter, in five elements. And this is why all these universities are exploring matter. But then spiritual energy, spiritual intellect, goes deeper in itself also. The mind, internal energy, and this, how my mind is working, which kind of thoughts I am having. Intellect, when it is checking, then it is able to discriminate. But then, am I able to control it, direct it? Then it comes the question of decision is there, and am am I actually stay able to stay beyond something which is not good in myself and others? I'm not influenced. I am master of my this sanskaras or my thoughts, because they are very visible. What is in me cannot remain hidden, because subtle energy, it is face is the index of mind. Whatever is happening in my mind, it is reflecting through my face, through my eyes, and we can see. That's why we ask, where are you? What are you thinking? Immediately we question, or we become observer that this one is going through some kind of storms or some kind of joy or some kind of deep insight. It's visible. So when others are able to see, it means when I myself, as an observer of myself, am able also see. Others are not able to control. Others are able to just observe. But its intellect has the power to control and power to rule, to direct. For that I need a divine intellect and spiritual vision. That is the third eye. Vision is the light, the divine light, the energy of knowledge. That is truth that Baba is giving us, revealing to us. And so this vision, spiritual vision, then I am able to take the benefit from Baba, and I am able to use these qualities, the knowledge, to direct myself in the right direction, or discipline myself, control myself. But becoming myself on a higher level, as detached observer of that time. Because it is, we are in this world where Baba said today that in this big auditorium, in this ground player, we can see it's of 10 players are playing the play. Which 10 players? This big stadium, and it is a play, it's a play is going on, and 10 players are playing. Which 10 players? 5 elements. Sometime it is earthquake, sometime is a tsunami, sometime there is a storm, sometime it's atomic power coming from this bombardment, fire. It's all these vices, not vices, but it's the power of 5 elements. We don't fight with them. We cannot fight. What we have to do? First it is that you try to protect yourself. But others are, Baba says, but you become the conqueror of matter. Today Baba is saying that you are conqueror of matter. So it's not fighting, but it's a question of this, in this kind of, when we are at that kind of situation where 5 elements, it is happening inside, affecting us, inside, earthquake, upheaval of body consciousness, because these 5 elements are outside, I don't have to actually fight with them, but I can control the one that is entrusted to me. 5 elements is my beautiful model made of 5 elements. And how much there is earthquake happening? Earthquake, what is body consciousness? I get upset, I fluctuate, I don't remain stable, unshakable. So it is earthquake. Emotions. So where there is attachment, a fever takes place and tsunami takes place. Whether I am attached with my ideas, whether I am attached to my creativity, or I am attached with my body, or I am attached with my plan and I have achieved it. And so that it brings like drowning in that, this kind of tsunami, and we are fire, jealousy, hatred, anger, lust. This is actually the fear nature elements that are this energy within me of these five elements. With the divine intellect, I can conquer this. And with scientific energy, we can see from a distance, it's this going to be rain, storm are going to be coming. And we are able to, scientists are able to measure the speed of this. But how much can be conquered? It is this here when we are able to conquer our inner power, then this energy automatically, because individual power, which is in everyone, Baba says, you conquer the elements, you are Prakriti Jeet, means unshakable in all these five kind of elements. Five, they are elements, actually part of elements. How much, because this, what is filled in matter itself, first, earth, it has the gravity. And the more I am body conscious, the more I am attracted towards my own physical form or attraction of others. It is attraction, energy level of matter. Where there is blood connection, I am more emotional. 80% water or 90% blood water together makes me emotional, and storm comes in. And immediately the tears flow. But at the same time, when I am really blissful and I am enjoying this relationship with Baba, super sense of joy, tears are also coming. That time is also energy flowing. And there is a difference between conquering these emotions of which is causing me sorrow, and enjoying the emotions which is really bringing bliss, happiness, and giving me freedom from any kind of possessiveness. Because Baba's this bliss, this kind of this energy, then this in air, greed is in. So it is me, I'm not hungry, but I come at home, chips are there, I have the smell, only a little bit I eat, and then I don't eat fried things. And I am eating it again and again. Right? It's the air that is making me greedy. So how much I have actually discipline of what I have decided that I am not... So these vices are in matter, but matter originally it's pure. But it is my consciousness, when it is body conscious, matter conscious, then my own creativity making it impure. And this is why Baba says, you have to make it a divine, make your intellect divine. And with divine intellect, you are able to then play this role of five elements and five vices are not influencing you. Five vices, lust, anger, greed, attachment, and ego, but they are actually playing and affecting us through matter. If matter was not there, we are not influenced. We are in the soul world. We are just a bodyless soul. And bodyless soul does not have vices. Detached is beyond. So by being there in this physical world, practice of staying as a yogi, then it's a more and more becoming detached. Detached yogi means my yoga with Baba. So when this divine intellect is actually begin to see as I am originally a soul, I recognize myself, I recognize Baba, I recognize each other, not as this physical form of fluctuating stage. Vices are there, weaknesses are there, defects are there. But in soul consciousness, you become a detached observer. Observer means detached, you are detached, you are observing it, but you are not absorbing it, means not influencing it. Then it is you are really watching the game, how my mind is playing. Then the player actually play without being detached. It is so big, so difficult to control. It is Maya is so powerful. But being detached, it is powerful, but it is not being influenced by that. It's very small. You accept it as it is. But it is not, I don't have to be influenced by that. I don't have to take it. I don't have to belong it to me. Then I am safe. So this is called Baba speaking about Navedes Uparam. Just stay up above and watch it. Anything what you watch from up above, from high level, this on the road when we are in a plane, we can see that on the road big trucks are moving, but they are little toys. Big factories are like just tiny houses. But this is a physical drishti vision. But when spiritual vision is there, then in spiritual vision, the influence becomes less and less. Attraction is less. You are observing it, but you are far from it. And so it is when vision becomes third eyes open, then we are watching it with this power of purity. A pure soul, clean mind, clear intellect, I'm seeing both things, but I have to pick the intent defects must be in that soul, one virtue, definitely. It is not that all have, but when we are actually in body conscious, our focus is, if I am something wrong, not satisfied with myself, again and again, I am suffering with that, because I am also focusing only, I am not good. I'm at that time, I am not good because I'm child of at that time. I belong to do at that community of Ravana. But I don't have to ego either. And I don't have to be careless either. So I have to actually remember, yes, these qualities, defects are there. But originally, what am I? Originally, I'm child of God. So as I am, what I am, I see myself as soon as this, the power comes, and then situation which is happening now, you change yourself. It is same as soon as the situation is, the problem is there, or challenges there, what helps us? Either Baba's knowledge or our good experience or someone's company. It is goodness of that soul of that time helps us. So in the same way, reminding myself as I am divine being, child of God, and when I am getting disturbed by others, then instead of creating 20 more weaknesses that I have experienced in them, and I start speaking about it, then these 20 players will have a chance to conquer me. So I need to bring that my player that is on this, my qualities, godly qualities and the qualities of the soul. Or other words, Brahmin qualities, Brahmin power and godly powers. There are 10 players. Means Baba's qualities, which are original qualities of the soul, knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness. This original 5 or 7 quality we see. And other power, that Brahmin qualities are there. Brahmin power, power to pack up, power to observe, power to discriminate, power to let go. Then this, all these the main powers, then we are actually able to immediately shift from upheaval into stability, observer. So it is gleam of the intellect. The whole thing is the intellect, divine, picking up virtues, playing with virtues, and seeing virtues. A holy swan discriminates between pearl and stone. Not the other swan, it's Baba speaking as us. So then there are 20 stones and 1 pearl. So we'll pick up only, focus on that. But there are 20, it's okay. Within that, 30 flowers, 2 flowers and 30 thorns. So what I have to do? It's my question, my choice. I put my finger on the thorn or I put my hand on the flower. So it's a question of, at that time, observing and this instantly focusing on virtue. Flower is virtue and thorn is weakness. So in the same way, in human beings, in myself as well. So if I have to change, certainly then I have to focus to change my weakness, but not I'm weak, I am weak. No. This weakness can go. I am child of the Almighty Authority. I am child of the Almighty Authority. So then, what Baba is speaking about, when you have divine intellect and spiritual vision, you are able to recognize Baba as He is. You are able to also know yourself as you are, what you are. As you are, what condition, what situation it is. And who you are as originally, when both are there and I'm seeing with the spiritual vision, then the power helps me to change my state of mind. So this is what is called having yoga of the intellect with Baba. Manmana bhava, but intellect cannot become divine without having yoga of the intellect with Baba. So this is why mind is also concentrating and actions are also changing. So today Baba is saying that we celebrate Holi, play Holi, coloring ourselves with divine colors of divine virtues and play with the players of original sanskaras of divinity, of spirituality, purity, royalty, dignity. These are 5 players: spirituality, purity, divinity, royalty, and dignity of divine being. I'm child of the Almighty Authority. reality, soul consciousness. So this godly five players, and then these five virtues of the self and Brahmins, when this play on this field, we are victorious, unshakable Mahavirs, Angad. So then we are coloring ourselves with the divine color of virtues, coloring each other with the divine company. So as is the company, so is the color. So companion of Baba and company of Baba's virtues. How do we remember Baba whole day? What is the method to keep Baba's company? Through his virtues, it becomes the natural working on that. So we stay whole day in action and connection. Om Shanti. So happy Holi to Aloysius. Om Shanti.